Hi, I'm Rochelle Rice, and welcome to my Masters of Movement series. These women are successfully leading an active lifestyle. They got to where they are today, step by step, one molecule at a time. They were able to bring their whole body on board, as opposed to their head trying to lead the charge. Please help me welcome these Masters of Movement. I first met Melissa at a PCOS conference in 2000. Melissa had PCOS, a hormonal imbalance with cysts on her ovaries, irregular menstrual cycles, infertility, and challenges with her weight management. Today, Melissa has two beautiful children and has become a licensed Zumba fitness instructor. Welcome, Melissa, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Listen, this is so exciting to have you on today. Tell us, what gets you the most excited about leading this Zumba lifestyle?
I would say what is the most exciting for me is the joy I feel when participating in a class or teaching a class and how free my body feels.
Now, we do talk a lot about that. How does your body feel? And you talk about the freedom in that your body feels. Where do you feel that freedom in your body?
Everywhere.
Everywhere, through your whole body?
Yes.
And what does the freedom feel like? A tingling sensation, energy flowing, circulation?
It feels light and airy.
In your body?
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, in your journey, we know there have been many turning points. Can you share with us one in particular when you remember your body talking to you and what it had to say?
I would say one of the big turning points for me was the first time I led a song after I became licensed as an instructor. And I remember feeling paralyzed, gripped with fear when the music came on and trying to get myself through the song and knowing I was ready to do it and I wanted to do it. And by the end of the song, it was this completely different feeling of exhilaration and empowerment.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, because we've worked together for such a long time, we have a great vocabulary of listening to the body and what the body has to say. In particular, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind talking a little bit about your fertility issues and what that was and what your body was saying to you.
Well, it was really more just having an awareness of all parts of my body, but I remember having that specific awareness develop with my ovaries and feeling what was going on and feeling more connected.
Mm-hmm. And the fact, I remember the time when you called and said, oh my gosh, I thought that I knew there was something in there and I didn't know what it was.
Right. And that was the something in there that felt so foreign to me, or that something was going on was that I was pregnant.
Yes, that was just...
And had no idea.
That was an incredible day. But you did have an idea, meaning you knew you could feel...
I knew something was happening.
Exactly, yeah. So over the years also, there's been a number of times when we've worked together where your body starts and it stops and it starts and it stops. What do you feel is the most effective to help you keep this active lifestyle?
What's helped me stay active consistently is finding something that I love so much and that brings me so much joy. And with that comes... It isn't just about exercising and physical activity. It's this whole different acceptance and appreciation of my body that I have not ever had before.
And with that acceptance, it's an awareness, would you say, of the muscles, the bones, the internal organs, all of it?
Absolutely. It's all of that. But it's also my emotions and what's happening in my head.
Mm. And so when you're moving the body, like, you know, we talk so much about how do we listen to the body, as we were saying. So is there anything else with regards to listening to your body that you feel might have been another turning point for you in your journey?
Well, I think, you know, one of the biggest foundations of your program was having an awareness of proper body mechanics and having the freedom and feeling empowered to make something work for me. If it didn't work for me, not that I couldn't do it, but that I could make it work for me, and being able to listen to that and not judge myself and have it be okay.
Yes, we do talk a lot about the body mechanics. And for those listeners out there, it's not your size, it's how to move the body. What are the body mechanics? And Melissa's brought that up so well, that it's how your body moves through space and that you do deserve and have a right to a movement program that works for your body. Yeah, there's been a lot of shifts for you since the year 2000, including even the changes in your work and your family and your personal life. How has this active lifestyle enhanced your personal and professional life?
I feel like it's really opened up a whole new world for me that just was non-existent before. There was so much that I shut myself off from because of feeling so self-conscious and because of feeling like I couldn't move and just not feeling comfortable in my own skin. I mean, that's really had an impact on every area of my life, not just as far as fitness goes.
I'll come back to that also in just a moment, but I know for a lot of our listeners, when their body starts to change, they get very concerned about the way people perceive them or even how they perceive themselves. You've been very verbal about your journey, whether it's through an interview or on a television sequence or something like that. What are the feelings that come up with that when you become more verbal or more out there with your body and with your change of your active lifestyle?
I would say that there's a big range of emotion involved with that, a lot of good and then a lot of stuff that I've really had to kind of keep myself in check with, because as my body has changed and I've changed, it's almost like you develop a different type of judgment about yourself that I've had to really work on being aware of and reframing a lot, because I have to remind myself of where I was and where I am and how far I've come. And sometimes that's not so easy, because you get a taste of, you know, you get a lot of different attention when your body changes in ways like this. So it's very tempting to kind of be impatient and to want more and to kind of get ahead of yourself and not appreciate where you're at in the moment.
Interesting, though, how you talk about getting ahead of yourself. And then we also have the part where when people do get to a certain point, I've had other women talk to me about this, that let's say they're moving their body or they've changed their body, they suddenly back up. You know, take 10 steps back because the energy coming toward them was so different. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, but I have to say, I think I was pretty fortunate just because of how involved I became so quickly within the Zumba community and the people that I met, like pretty early on. Mm-hmm. I was so surrounded by such support and encouragement that some of that stuff might have been going on for me, but I was able to kind of manage it in a healthier way.
That's wonderful that you bring up that whole thing about community. You know, I think this
is
also
a huge part.
It is. Yes, it is a huge part. And we talk about this even in my program, the need for community. And while some women feel they have to go it on their own initially, that what we're finding is the best success in leading an active lifestyle is that aspect of community. Would you agree?
Absolutely, 110%, of course. Anybody, I mean, as active as I am now, and I love to exercise and I love to move, I know for me the community and the relationships are a huge part of it for me. And without that, I know it wouldn't be the same.
What do you feel the community provides you with?
Support and encouragement and camaraderie, and it's just so much more fun, and you develop relationships with people, and that's such a huge part of it.
Yes. You know, it's interesting. You also mentioned the relationships, and this is something else that I see a lot with my clients about either they're feeling that they're too ashamed to go outside or too ashamed to go to an event or something, but the relationships that you're building within that community have actually enforced your ability to be out more. Would you agree?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Just because by design, I mean, Zumba is so non-judgmental, you know, and it doesn't have to be Zumba, it could be anything, but like if you find something you love, you're going to embrace it and kind of throw yourself in it. And that in itself kind of opens up different opportunities for you. I know that's what's happened for me. I never would have been going to these fitness events or fundraisers or met all these people. And it was because I did have to get to the point where I allowed myself to experience all that it had to offer. I do think a lot of that came from the foundation that I had from so many years ago, starting with you.
Well, I appreciate that. It's just nice to hear how you've taken this step by step, one molecule at a time, just continually moving yourself forward, staying with this active lifestyle. For any of our listeners today, Melissa, what advice would you offer to them about leading an active lifestyle?
I say this to people all the time. Find something that works for you and find something that you love, because if you love it, you're going to stick with it and you're going to embrace it. And I know for me, it's opened up all these other opportunities for me and helped me feel empowered to try things I never even envisioned myself trying.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I couldn't be prouder of all the work that you're doing. What do you see for yourself going forward?
I foresee myself continuing to teach Zumba, maybe teach more regularly, teach different populations. I really have an affinity for working with women who are like me, not necessarily who have PCOS, but people who have struggled with their weight or who were in the position that I was in, you know, however many years ago, that felt like they couldn't exercise or they couldn't do it. And it's important for me to show people that they can.
Well, I really appreciate you joining us today, Melissa. Thank you so much for sharing your active lifestyle with us as a master of movement.
Thank you.
So what did we learn from Melissa? What type of movement works for you and your body? You have a right to a movement program that works for you. You just need to explore what feels good in your body and honor and respect that. This is Rochelle Rice, the plus-size movement expert, helping you lead an active lifestyle.